From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is calling on Libyans to overcome political divisions that have fractured the country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed al-Hussein, called on them to unite against extremism in the wake of the beheading of 21 Egyptian workers by Islamic State militants. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is asking the UN Security Council to adopt a resolution calling for international military intervention in Libya. Pro-Russian rebels and Ukraine's military are both refusing to pull back their weapons from a strategic eastern Ukrainian town where fighting continues despite an internationally brokered ceasefire. Although the truce that went into effect Sunday has led to decreased hostilities elsewhere in the war zone, fighting has persisted in Debaltseve, which is surrounded by rebels. Here's a spokesman for the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission.
So today there were talks by our deputy chief monitor in Solodar, which is north of Debaltseve. Unfortunately, we did not get to Debaltseve. The Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine did not get to Debaltseve. This is the third day already of the ceasefire. Attempts will continue, of course.
Under the terms of the ceasefire, both sides were to begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the town on Tuesday. Bomb blasts struck three different locations in Nigeria today. The first attack was in Biu in northeastern Borno State. A number of people were killed. A second attack took place in the city of Poriskum in nearby Yobe State. Police say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant, killing three people. Several explosions occurred and gunfire happened at a political rally in Okrika. This is VOA News. Provincial officials say a group of suicide bombers attacked a police station in eastern Afghanistan today, killing at least 22 officers and wounding 18. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility. Pakistani authorities say a suicide bomb went off just outside police headquarters in the eastern city of Lahore today, killing at least five people and wounding many more. Witnesses described the explosion as so powerful that they were knocked to the ground. Rescue operations are underway. Pakistan's army chief says his country is sharing unprecedented levels of intelligence with Afghanistan. General Raheel Sharif said both countries are working hand in glove to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The general spoke to reporters alongside Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during an unannounced visit to Kabul. Mr. Abdullah said both sides have taken concrete steps to normalize their relationship. Danish media report the Copenhagen man who attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue last weekend swore allegiance to the Islamic State leader just 6 minutes before he unleashed a barrage of gunfire. The reports today say 22-year-old gunman Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein made a Facebook pledge, a post, pledging fealty to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Terrorism expert Lars Erslev Anders says authorities should have noticed Hussein was a danger.
They provide people with the knowledge about what kind of behavior they should be worried about. So when the police report that, or the prison personnel report that, I think some alarm bells should have flashed.
In fact, the Danish Security and Intelligence Service says it had been warned last September by the country's prison service that Hussein was at risk of radicalization. Greece and its European Union partners are expected to compromise on the Greek bailout program despite tough talk and a European ultimatum Monday in Brussels. Today, both parties toned down their rhetoric, saying they are willing to resume talks. A federal judge in Texas has issued a ruling that temporarily blocks President Barack Obama's recent executive order on immigration. The White House said the Justice Department will comply with, but also appeal, the ruling. The president's order protected as many as 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Lawyers defending undocumented immigrants say Judge Andrew Hannon's ruling on Monday is a temporary setback, but they expect the court's action to be reversed. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up, markets mixed in Europe and closing mixed in Asia. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.